Hey y'all, welcome to episode 6. And of course, y'all are seeing my face, which y'all normally don't see. You have my special guest here to thank for that. So we are in the series finale of Hear God, Then Build. And I could not think of a better way to close this episode out than with my homegirl, Jessica, who is living proof of what this whole series is about. And it's really about stewarding what God has put in your hands and really building something real with it. So before we get into episode 6, if you have not listened to 1 through 5, I need you to press pause, go back, listen to 1 through 5, and then come back to episode 6, because I want you to get the full picture. Okay, so we can close this thing out correctly. So now that I've shared my spiel, welcome back to the Conversations with the Courageous Christian Homegirl. If you are new here, go listen to episode 1. If you are not new here, welcome back. Y'all have been rocking out with me. I am your host, Whitney. And today I have Miss Jessica, founder of Wealthy Employees. I love Jessica. She's just such a bubble, okay, of just freshness and goodness and positivity and smiles and, you know, all of the things. When I talk to her, I literally always feel better. Like, not joking, literally always feel better. So I am going to let Jessica give y'all an intro of who she is and what she's doing currently. And yeah, and I'm also letting her do it so I can kind of rest my voice, because your girl had a cold. So we gonna play this smart, because the Lord gives us wisdom. Okay, so Miss Jessica, hey girl.
Hi. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for letting me come on here. My cheeks actually like hurt.
They hurt?
Mine do too. Huh?
Mine do too.
Girl, my cheeks hurt already. We just started. But but thank you for having me on here. I'm so excited, y'all. Like, it's not even funny. Like, I feel like I've known Whitney for like forever. But I've only actually met Whitney one time. We've only met in person one time. And it was just amazing. It was out of the country.
Yes. Yeah.
It was out of the country. It was on a retreat. It was just so amazing. Did you go to Arizona? You were in Arizona?
I did not. I didn't go to Arizona.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, it was outside of the country. Yes. Listen, me and Whitney, I feel like we go way back, even though it's not as far back as we think.
I was thinking about that, though. I was like, dang, I really haven't known Jessica a long time, but I feel like I've known her for a long time.
Bye. Like, I love that. I love when it's like so divine like that, because it's just so authentic, and it's just the connection is beautiful. Okay. The relationship is beautiful. Like Whitney said, when I talk to Whitney, I feel joy all the time. Like, Whitney gets me together. Whitney just makes sure that we are good. Like, I love talking to Whitney. I love talking to Whitney. But yeah, like she said, I am I like to call myself the COO now, because I realized that I definitely don't want to sit in the CEO seat. They're the ones that make the executive decisions, and I want to leave all those decisions to God. So I've been calling myself the COO, the chief of operations, because I want to just make sure everything else is running as smoothly as possible with what God has given me in my hands. And Wealthy Employees is all about helping employees understand what they have in their hand to be able to build wealth. Because let me tell y'all how many times I have heard, I have seen people think that it's only about winning the lotto. It's about you got to make 700 figures. You got to be an entrepreneur. You got to do all this other extra stuff. And it's like, but excuse me, what do you have in your hand right now? Because if I'm not mistaken, when God, you know, blessed me with the knowledge and the schooling and everything to be able to learn about financial literacy, I wasn't making nothing but $10. So I was making nothing but $10, but we definitely made sure that we were taking advantage of our 401k employer matching, the benefits that came with it. I had full-time benefits as a part-time person. Like, I mean, these are the girl. Okay. These are the things that we, Wealthy Employees, help you to recognize and realize, so that you can actually steward well what God has given you, which is why it's just so amazing that we on this podcast, oh my gosh, at this time, for this season, for this episode. So yes.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you what you did for me. We had a conversation. It might have been, I don't even know when this was, but you changed my life with this. Okay. So I, and it's very simple. Okay. So she gives things that like tips that are simple. This is very simple. It's y'all hear me out. Cause y'all probably like, ooh, what she do? Like, it's very simple. I
That's me. I'm up here like, ooh, what I did.
Like, ooh. I opened up a bank account and I named it Tithes and Sewing. And so I have a portion, the 10% from my paycheck going directly there. Because I was struggling with, I mean, still struggling. Cause I'd be like, ooh, the money here. You know what I'm saying? But it's like it's there. And so I paid my tithes. And today I actually sold into the church that I'm attending. They're trying to expand, I think, the top level. And so they're asking a certain amount from everybody. You know, I think families, not like individual, but families, which I actually love because a lot of times they'll be like individual, you know, and I'm like, so my husband, you know, this and this, but families. So today I was actually able to give money towards that because I checked my account and I had paid my tithes and I had more in there and I was able to sell a portion of what they asked to give today at church. And it felt really good to do that because I can look at that account and know that that money is already there. So I want to say thank you for that. That's what I say. It's small, but it's like really impactful.
Girl, we know that tithing is not a small thing. It is very, very important. And it is, I mean, we have all these AI, all these automations and things like that, but it's the simple things like that that you kind of forget. Like, I can literally just set this up for my paycheck to just go straight into my bank account just for that. Like, we
I didn't
say
know
we
that. I didn't
yeah.
think of that. That's the thing. Like, I never thought of that, which is crazy because I have like maybe like $25 or something like that going towards like my play savings account. And then I have other money going towards another account. So it's like, why did I never think to open up? Like, it just never crossed my mind. So then I'm struggling to be like, okay, well, how much of my tithe is this? Bro, the money already comes out because it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said it's such a small, like, oh, just open up an account and just have your tithes go there. But it's like, oh, really? Oh,
Yes, really. Like, that's it. That's
that's
literally
a cheat code. Like, you
it.
can do that.
Yes, it is so simple. And that's why I'm so happy to be on this episode, because sometimes I think we overthink things and it's like, you know, we become overwhelmed with things that are really like, but did you just take the first step though? Because if you just take the first step, God will reveal everything else and He will put everything else in the line. Like, we have to remember that our steps are ordered. They're ordered. That means that He already knows what's coming next. So He already has it prepared. We just have to take that first step. So,
Oh, so good, right? Y'all, I'm telling you, this episode is going to be really, really good. If y'all probably already like it's already good, because it is. I'm like, this is the fruit of what we're talking about. This is like wealthy employees, like this is the fruit of it. Like, yeah, it's me opening up an account, but it's me sowing into the kingdom. Like, that's impactful. The Lord is pleased. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we have to operate in our purpose and be obedient to what God is calling us to do, because we never know the impact that we're going to make on somebody. Something like tithing is something that a lot of us struggle with. So to be like, girl, open up an account and do this. I'm like I literally was like, duh. And when I did it, I was like, I named my account. I think I named it
Malachi,
Malachi 310. Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, right? I think I might have named it or like nicknamed it that, because I think Raven had said something about like, I don't know, we was doing something and she said name our bank accounts. Remember we were praying over
Yes.
bank accounts, and I think it was like last year because I was walking and I had opened up my banking app and I was I began to pray over my account. But yeah, I started naming my bank accounts, and so I'm like, okay, like this is what I'm about to do. And yeah, so I just wanted to share that really quickly. So thank you so much. And so while we're talking about obedience, I have a question for you.
Yes,
So,
ask all the questions.
what is the moment that made you say, okay, I have to start Wealthy Employees? Like, what was there like a turning point for you, or what happened? Because Wealthy Employees is like, first of all, the name is dope. And then it's like, we, and it's like easy to remember. So I'm just like, girl, give me the tea.
Girl, so when I tell y'all, Wealthy Employees is God's business. Like, this is his business because I feel like I was like most employees. Like, back in college, y'all couldn't talk to me about entrepreneurship. Who? Not me. No, thank you. I don't want no parts. I don't want nothing to do with that, right? And it was really because of that mindset that we have, and I feel like people still have about entrepreneurship, that you have to have like a brick and mortar. You have to go inside and you have to build, like physically do something with your hand. You have to, you have to manage it in such a high level detail. Like, but really and truly, when you think about just being a business owner in general, it doesn't have to be that. And the best example that I can give is, for example, Airbnb. Everybody knows Airbnb, but it's a platform. Airbnb doesn't own those homes, right? It provides a platform for homeowners to come on there and to open up their investment properties and things like that for others to share. They're just getting a profit off of that. So all they're maintaining is the platform, right? They're maintaining the platform. So when you think about it in that sense, it's like, wow, like I don't have to be I can be a business owner, still take advantage of those tax breaks and everything like that, but I don't have to be in the day-to-day, right? And that's what God has really been like showing me recently in terms of like making sure that my children understand how to invest, because that's really what it comes down to. What are you investing in, right? And so came about, it was really just kind of like, okay, God, like, okay, we here. And it was not me that came up with the name. Well, it was, but it kind of wasn't. It was all inspired by Raven. I know I had one of her books and I can't remember. I just remember seeing that the back of it one time, and I actually recorded like our conversation because we were trying to figure out like the Instagram name and everything, like what we were actually going to call the business. And I gave her like a couple of names, and then Wealthy Employees popped up, and she was like, that one. And I'm like, that's funny because something from the back of your book actually triggered that name to come up. So it was like a team collaborative effort for we to come about. But it was really, I don't think there was like a turning point per se, like right then. I just really think that as time has gone on, he's really revealed to me that it's just so needed, just in the financial aspect altogether. Like, I feel like people have always entrusted me with their finances. They've always come and asked for advice in that manner, in terms of like their paychecks or just opening up accounts, things like that. And so I just think really this is just the it, I've just grown into we. Like, we just, I've grown with we, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think there was any turning point. He's just shown me throughout the years that this is what you wanted to do. You said you wanted to be able to build wealth and then show others how to do it. And here you go. This is how you do it.
Yes, and I love that because I fully understand what you mean. That's how I feel with my business. I'm growing with my business and like in it. It's like where I am even now is not where I was like at the beginning of the year. And you know, entrepreneurship, it's ups and downs. You grow, you go through things, you learn, you pivot. And I like that I'm growing with my business. And it's not like, I don't know. It's almost like I'm learning my business and me at the same time. Like, I don't know. It's yeah. Like, it's like, yeah. And it's like teaching me things too, just about myself and, you know, maybe what my triggers are. It's just a lot of things, and also what I'm capable of. And so just even thinking about how a lot of us are holding exactly in our hands what we need to achieve our goals. Like seriously, we are, but we're not doing anything with it. And so this is really what led me down the road of going into operations and project management. Well, in the outside of the corporate space, let me say that, because I was like, wait a minute, this is a gift. Like, I do this every day. If somebody's paying me to do this, I look at it like on the job training. Like, I look at my job like on the job training. I'm getting stuff for free. I'm getting paid to learn. I'm getting paid for my skill. That's how I have to look at it while I'm, you know, until God releases me and say, go full time. But I'm like, this is on the job training for me. And I just think about how many people have so many gifts and, you know, talents. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Everybody's not an entrepreneur. 100%. I know that. And I'm like, okay, cool. But also, what did God tell you to do for the kingdom? Like, you don't have to necessarily like go into entrepreneurship, but what are you doing? And then he called some people to stay on a job. And that's okay too. And build on the side. So I just think that we don't have to go far to figure out what it is we need to do. The gift is literally in our hands. And I think it actually leads me to talk about the widow and the oil as well. And I think it's relevant to all of us, right? In this season too. You want to know what's crazy? Last summer, I started a garden and I didn't know I could garden. Okay. I was like, I don't really like do plants. Like, my husband has a green thumb out of this world. Our aloe vera plant needs to be repotted because it is huge. Like, he has the green thumb. And so I was like, I'm going to try my hand at this. And the Lord like was speaking to me through my gardening with pruning. Oh, the pruning season. And I was like, oh. And he was speaking to me through like my friend, she gardens. So she was like helping me. And she was like, yeah, you have to prune in order for growth to happen. And I'm just like, wow. And I'm in this season where I'm literally pruning for growth to happen, and how like you have to water and nurture. They're always out there talking to them plants. I know if anybody saw me, they thought I was crazy, because I'd be like, good morning, babies, how y'all doing? I'm rubbing them, like, but the Lord was really like showing me, and I was able to grow peppers, green onions, spinach, green lettuce, herbs. My aunt and my mom are like, girl, when are you going to make us some more tea? Because that tea was helping them to sleep instead of taking medication. So I'm like, let me find out. Mm-hmm. And I started like researching and mixing stuff. I actually made a homemade pizza last night and used my hot and spicy oregano and basil that I was able to take from my garden and make it into like a seasoning. So I had to dry it and then grind it, and this is a whole year later, and I'm still eating off the fruits of my labor.
Girl,
it's in my hands to grow food. Real food. Now, I struggle with some stuff. I ain't gonna lie, because I just didn't know. But it's like we're holding what we need in our hands, and we're just not using it or stewarding it well. That's like a whole nother thing, you know, like, oof.
Girl, you about to have me fall out over here. I'm glad I'm on camera, because I know everybody listening, they can't see, but I mean so many things that you are saying. First of all, if I may, tell them about the event. Because
yes, let's get into the event. All of that,
I was like, girl, let me, I'm really trying to make sure that I say this properly. When you take the first step, when I tell y'all God will literally lead you the rest of the way, this event that we have coming up, for all of those who feel like you have something in your hand and you know, or you know that you have something in your hand and you really just don't know what to do with it, we have the Connecting the Dots event coming up. And it is going to be on May 25th and 26th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on each day. And we are
Wait, hold on. Yes, wait. I got to interrupt, Jessica, because we got to go back to how this, go all the way back. So, Jessica, you
I'm about to, I was going to get to that.
Because, okay, when you tell them that, I'm going to tell y'all how God works, because this episode was not the original episode. But I'm going to tell, when she gives a story, then I'm going to tell y'all the name of the episode that I was supposed to record. Okay, go ahead, girl. Okay. Bring it.
Okay,
calm down.
Okay.
Relax, relate. If you watch A Different World, you know that, you know, that's relax, relate, release. Okay. I'm going to just drink my water and say my voice. Okay.
Girl. Okay. So, May 25th, May 26th, y'all. Y'all definitely go, where are we at? We are Riverside. Girl, I'm trying to figure out like what, any other platform. Just go to wealthyemployees.com. Okay. And it is on wealthyemployees.com. You can follow me on YouTube. I've been talking about it. I also am going to have two hosts on there. Crystal Williams from the U Brand Academy, and then Ava Samuels, who is from the Radiant Authority. And she's a life coach. And let me tell y'all, the reason why this event is so important, and I'm going to tell y'all how this event even came into place, and it's going to fall into in line with everything Whitney has went over in her podcast, right? But the reason why we are doing this is just like Whitney said, people have things in their hand. Like, your job may very well be, even though you may not be called to entrepreneurship, may still very well be another source of income for you. But building up the skill set that you have to produce another income source for you, right? So if you are in leadership, being able to lead in the church, being able to lead in your community, like, you can still be building, right, with the skills that you are building up in the job. And some of y'all, they have your job provide you on the job training. They provide you like LinkedIn learning and all of these different things, Coursera,
for free
that you can literally build upon, right? But this is why it's so important for us to have this event. Like, Connecting the Dots is, and it's not just with your financial part, because yes, we're going to talk financially, but even from the perspective of what's even blocking you from moving, what is blocking you from, you know, recognizing the anointing that God has given you in your hand? What is stopping you from recognizing the resources, right? What is making you afraid to, even when you know the resources, what is making you afraid to move, right? And so that's what Ava is really going to go over. And then Crystal is going to help us to make sure that when we realize the ingredients that God has put into us, all the things that he has curated and intentionally given us to be able to steward, she's going to take us from understanding how to actually identify how much we have to what we need to get to, what we need to get to where we want to go, right? Where God has called us to be. So it's going to be a collaborative event, but it's going to be, when I tell you, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be interactive. Okay. We have activities that we are going to be doing. So definitely register for this event. Okay. Now, because I know I said a lot, but now I have to tell you how this all even came about. First and foremost, the dates. I know some people are like, girl, these dates, that's Memorial Day. Yes, it's Memorial Day and the day after Memorial Day. Yes, I know. Okay. These dates were in my head and from the beginning of this year. I kind of knew that I was supposed to be doing something, but I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. Okay. At the end of pretty much like the middle of April, I'm still doing the challenge.
Yeah.
And Ava is actually in this challenge. And so I was led to like pray over her. And so I was like, okay, pray over her. So I prayed over her. I didn't know exactly for what, but I just prayed over everything. And then I started to learn more things about her. And then I was led to reach out to her. And I'm like, okay, but what are we supposed to talk about? Because I don't know what we're supposed to talk about.
Because Ava is that girl. Like,
girl.
Listen, she was gathering me up.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and call her. I was like, I'll reach out, write her, and see what exactly I'm supposed to talk about. I guess we're going to get on this phone if she even, you know, agrees right. to get on. We got on the phone one Saturday. And when I tell you, it was a whole hour and something conversation. Never talked to this woman outside before, outside of the, like, group chat or whatever. And she literally gave the play-by-play for this event. She gave the name. She didn't know that she was doing it. She was doing it in casual conversation. She was actually talking about herself. But I knew because the name of the event is an actual presentation that we have at work. And that's how I knew exactly, like when I, no, like for real, like we actually have a presentation at work called Connecting the Dot. Like, and so I was like, God, okay, this is why I'm on the phone with her. And when I tell you, she broke it down, she literally broke down the event. So I was like, okay, I need to write this down. Fast forward a couple days, I was led to talk with another woman that's in the challenge. Never talked to her before again. Got on the call and she was just like, yep, it needs to be kind of like this. I mean, just confirmation after confirmation. I'm like, okay, cool. So being that we've had a multi-day event before, but I haven't really like done one in collaboration with anybody else. Okay. So reached out to Sis Simona, right? From the new client magnet. Yes. So yeah. I reached out.
Hold on. Hey, Simona.
Hey, Simona.
She gathers as well.
She definitely gathers. Okay.
In such a sweet way. She has such a calming voice. I had a call with her and I was sitting there and I got all my little notes and stuff. And I'm just like, dang, girl. I'm like, when are we talking again? And it's just like, she just has this presence about her, right? And it's just like, dang, like, it's girl, so yeah, you in good hands. Like, you naming people. And I'm like, you...
girl. So let me tell you, because Simona, now, and see, this is what happens. Let me just continue. Throughout this time, right, in the middle of April and stuff, Simona was actually engaging with like the stuff on YouTube that I was posting for Wealthy Employees and like sending out emails because I'm on her email list and stuff. So she's on my mind now, right? So now that this event is confirmed, I'm like, I wonder if I should reach out to Simona because this is what she does. And then I was like, nah, I ain't got to reach out to Simona. I could do this, right? Conviction. Holy Spirit, like, now you know I ain't just have Simona be all up in your face for you not to go reach out to her. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. This is Tuesday night. I reached out to Simona and I texted her. I said, hey, sis. I said, we is about to have our first summit. That's all I said. She texted back and she said, hey, I've been praying for this over the weekend, praying for the event that I did not tell her about, that I barely knew myself even just a couple of days ago. She was praying over the event the weekend that it was being curated. Okay, let me tell y'all something. This is why you have to have friends that are from God. Like,
yes.
Praying over the event before I even mentioned it to her.
Girl, what? Girl. I literally have chills because I'm like, what? And you had not reached out to her.
I didn't say nothing to Simona. I said nothing. Absolutely nothing. All I said was, hey, sis, we about to have a... I said, Simona, I think we is finally having a summit. And she said, why was I praying about that over the weekend? God is good. That is what she said. Literal text messages.
Listen, I don't know about y'all, but this is going to be a commercial break. If you are not a believer, I don't know how else to convince you that God is real. Because you can't sit here and tell me that he is not literally connecting the dots. take this time to pray the prayer of salvation and ask God to come into your heart right now, because this, and you're not, and this is the crazy part, Jessica's not even finished. Like, this is just like the, she's building, because we haven't even got to like the, like me and the other. So I'm just over here, because I knew a little bit, but I didn't know that she was like praying over, girl, okay. Because I'm over here. And what else? See, I love this, because it just shows God's goodness about when we take that first step, right? Just take the first step.
Just take the first step. Let me tell you, I had no, like, mind y'all, I only had an outline of this event. I barely kind of knew the dates until I talked to the second woman. I didn't even know who was supposed to be on it. Crystal came to mind when I was initially speaking with Ava, but I wasn't sure. It wasn't until I really like talked to Simona, the one who I wasn't even going to talk to, right?
Right.
And when I talked to Simona the next morning, when I tell y'all this day, it was Wednesday, and it was just back to back confirmation. Like, I talked to Simona and she was just like, yeah, you know, you got to do this and you got to get on at least two people's podcasts. Now, on Monday, the day before I reached out to Simona, Crystal had already reached out to me and Whitney to do the prayer call.
Oh, yes.
The prayer call on Thursday. So we was already in connection. We already got already moving, right?
I didn't even think about that.
Yes. So she had already reached out to me and Whitney. And so I was just telling Simona everything that happened. And she's like, yeah, you know, you have to get at least get on two podcasts. I was like, okay. So the first person to pop in my head, Whitney. Whitney. And then there was another woman that popped into my head that I'm going to be on Day's podcast. And Day and Whitney, for those who don't know, they both have mom podcasts. They both of their audiences are moms. And that's already just a testimony in and of itself, because we are awaiting our children to come here. So for that to happen and for that realization to come, it was just such a blessing to me. And just such a reminder, you know, like when you're waiting for something, you just be like, God, just make sure that, did you forget about me with this? And then he does something like that, right? So, so Whitney came to mind, right? And then when I was talking some more, I mentioned Crystal's name and Simona was like, her, because I was praying for her, right? And I was like, she was praying for Crystal too, girl. Yes. Like, and they don't talk as much. So I was like, okay. So I said, Crystal, confirmed. So I then, after I got off the phone with Simona, I text Crystal. I was like, I need to talk to y'all like today.
So like, then, you had some time and my schedule was kind of packed. And I was like, well, I got time at this time. And he was like, perfect.
Perfect. We need to book it right now because I need to get on this call. Like, when I tell you I'm about my father's business, like, that is how I was this Wednesday, okay? Back-to-back-to-back calls, like, and it was just confirmation after confirmation. He was just literally putting it together for me. So when I got to Whitney, I'm like, Whitney, girl, I don't know what we're supposed to be doing and talking about, yeah, but God has given me this event because this is all new to me. Y'all, like, I don't know. So I'm just like, God has given me this event. I'm like, you know, it's about connecting the dots. It's about, you know, what you have in your hand and everything. And I said, I don't know if I don't know what you're talking about on your podcast right now. Is there something that we're able to like fit it in? Like, can we, you know, like what can we do? And here we are.
So, yeah. So I tell Jessica, I'm like, hey, girl, we are in the last episode of Hear God, Then Build. And so I'm like, okay, like, this is perfect. I'm like, I'm going to record this. I'm like, oh, wait, this is like really perfect because we can record, you know. I'm like, this is, you know, I'm giving her the time frames and everything. So I'm like, okay, well, this is where the confirmation. I said, episode 6. Are y'all ready? The title that I had planned, Stop Hustling, Start Building, How to Connect the Dots. That was the name of the episode, How to Connect the Dots. So here's the crazy part about all of that. I normally record, like batch record, like 2-3 at a time. But I got sick. And I got sick the first week of May. And so I ended up recording like in a hotel room, child, for my husband's birthday. I was still working. But I was going to record this episode, episode 6, that I was supposed to record and do. But I didn't because, again, I got sick. So I didn't have really like a voice. So when Jessica hit me up, all I could do was laugh because I was like, hold on, wait. And I'm like, the name, I'm literally looking at my notes. The name is How to Connect the Dots. And so How to Connect the Dots was going to be wrapping up the entire series of we have to hear God first and then we build. The first step is to hear him and then to build. And so when she said connecting the dots, I said, well, I guess we are going to connect the dots with you because it's crazy because I had several points to make, you know, like I literally had it like all planned out, but I was like, this is it, you know, like this is it. Like this is confirmation that you are supposed to be here. This is confirmation that your, I'm going to call it a summit. I don't be knowing child, but your summit.
Event, summit, ultimate
conference. Listen, we're supposed to go. Like, I want y'all to understand what Jessica did. And it's funny. The sermon for today at church was, hold on, because this is funny. And like, this is literally what you did. I didn't take many notes because it was like, but the sermon title was Your Yes to God and how we have to say yes to God when you don't understand the yes, and the yes always requires surrender. And there was something, Jeremiah 1:5, that was one scripture. And so I was like sitting there and I was like, wow, you're a yes to God. And the crazy thing is, because I feel better, but I'm not feeling like as good because I have cough attacks and stuff. And so I asked Liam if he wanted to go to church. And he's like, yeah, I'll go to church. So I was like, okay. So I got, you know, I got my workout in at 6 this morning. So I'm getting ready. And I'm like, oh, should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? So we ended up going. And the craziest thing happened. He ended up going to children's church, which he never like wanted to go to. He just wants to look inside. He doesn't want to go in, but he went in and he stayed. I mean, I had to go get him because he started cutting up, but it was like towards the end of service. But I was just so happy and just so pleased. So for the sermon to be your yes to God, the pastor says something and I had to write it down. And he said, your purpose helps you to sleep. And I was like, that is so good, because every time I'm operating in my purpose, I'm at such a peace, right? I'm at such a peace. And that's how I know, like, I'm just still in awe that all of this came forth. But I want y'all to understand that Jessica took the first step and the Lord ordered everything else. I didn't know that episode was going to be connected to her event. She didn't know. She didn't, when she text me, she like, I'm going out on a whim. She hit up Simona like, I've been praying. When she hit up Ava, who we just met like what, March 4th in the group, it's May, what is it, as the recording date, May 17th. She didn't know. None of us knew when we were praying together for the day of prayer on what was it, May 7th. None of us knew, but God knew. When you said like, this whole episode can be over because all you said was take the first step. You took one step and look at where you are. Like, you took one step. And I just feel like there's people listening right now that are sitting with that jar. They're sitting with that thing. They're sitting with something and they're doing nothing with it because they're afraid. They're like some of the episode recaps, they're, you know, with comparison, you know, I'm not good enough for this, or, you know, like, I don't know if, you know, if I can do that. And then this one, everything is not your assignment. Everything is not, the Lord told you to do take that step. He didn't tell you to go and figure it out. He told you to take the step, and you got on the phone with Ava and had the whole outline.
Exactly.
Like,
I didn't even figure it out. It was nothing. It was nothing.
It was nothing. It was literally, it was nothing. Like, all of my episodes are literally your assignment. Like, your assignment doesn't have to look like hers. Your summit does not have to look like the next person's summit. Your this and that. And it's just like, it's crazy that so many people spend so much time with the things in their hand and they do nothing with it because they're afraid, because they haven't surrendered, because they haven't said yes. All the Lord requires is a yes. When I started this podcast, I was just like, I've had other podcasts, okay? Like, this is not the first podcast that I've had. This is probably the third one now I think about it. Maybe the fourth, because I had a private podcast too. But that's neither here nor there. But the point of all of this is that I said yes. Jessica said yes. And the Lord has ordered every single step. Like, He's ordered every single step. And so I just need y'all to catch that. But go ahead, Jessica, if you got, I'm sorry. Because, you know, people will get so caught up in the vanity of it and just being like, I can't do it that weekend because people got stuff to do and, you know, ain't nobody going to come. And just start talking about everything. But here's the thing. The Lord maybe didn't ask you to go out and reach 100,000 people. I don't know. But if you reach one person, if your assignment is to reach the one, then that's your assignment. I don't care if 10 people, 30 people, if nobody shows up, because that happens. Nobody shows up, but were you obedient? Because He can trust that even when people don't show up, you're still going to show up. You're still going to be obedient because what does the Bible say? Let your yes be your yes, your no be your no. Like, you said yes, so you can't, no take backs. Can't take it back.
No take backsies.
So it's like, it's so good. And we just think about, oh, we don't have the resources. We can come up with so many things. I'm pretty sure you was like, I ain't got the speakers. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. Like, we can come up with all these things in our head. And God said, all I did was say yes to the assignment. And He literally had the people lined up for you. Wow.
That's the part that's getting me. Because like you were saying, I didn't do much. But when you think about it, all I did was talk to the people.
No, literally. You was like, I'm going to just make a couple phone calls and a couple text messages out.
That was it. I was just like, okay, book this call. Okay, book this call. Okay, you want me to reach out? Okay, I'll do that. Like, I didn't do anything. I didn't come up with the outline. I didn't do any of that. I didn't even come up with the dates. Like, I didn't come up with the dates. They was just here on my heart. This from the beginning of this year. I didn't know what was happening. I was just in expectancy of something. I just didn't know what. And I want to take it back to the widow with the oil, because the other part of that is that when you start to move and when you actually obey, if y'all haven't read the woman with the oil, that's in Second Kings, chapter 4, and her story is only 7 verses, y'all. It's literally only 7 verses. It's just verse 1 through 7. Like, that's it. But the blessing in that is that she was in such dire need in the beginning to end in overflow in 7 verses. And she already had exactly what she needed. All she did was ask Elisha, what do I do? This is what's happening. What do I do? And he told her what to do. He connected with her. She connected with him. He told her what to do, and she did it. It ended up with overflow. She ain't had to go buy nothing. She ain't had to go try to scrape up some money. All she had to do was listen to the instruction and obey. Go borrow this. Go borrow. Borrow it. That means you just taking it for a certain period of time and giving it back. Just go borrow this.
Yeah.
But all she needed was to obey. And within not even what, two more verses down, she had overflow. They closed the door. They poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured. And she still had some left over. Not only to take care of the debt that her husband had left, but for her to actually take care of the funds that were left. Like, sometimes we really do just be overthinking it. Like,
yes.
Just like Whitney said, I won't ask you to do anything else. And this bring me back to Abraham. I mean, it brings me back to a lot of people. Like, some of the we have to remember, we have to remember that we are limited. When you think logically, you are limiting yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time you think logically, right? This is why God tells us to go to Him. Because one, He knows everything. But two, He doesn't have to move logically. He don't fit into anybody's anything. He don't even fit into heaven. God is supernatural. You get me? He is way above your logic.
Yeah.
Did it make sense for them to walk around the walls of Jericho? No, it ain't make no sense. You in a war. Like, what are you doing? Right?
You in a war? Are you just walking?
Right. Like, what are we doing? We try to overtake the city. Like, what are we doing? Why are we walking? It didn't make sense. You talking about pour oil into some jars? What are you talking about?
Right. I would have been like, what?
That's it. That's it.
That's
though.
It. That's it. We overthink everything. Is the instruction is really that simple? Like, oh, okay. Start the podcast. Put on the summit. Like, host the conference. Like, go ask Simona for help. Go reach out to Ava. Like, okay. And look.
And listen. The other point that I wanted to make is that had I not, would I have been able to? I wouldn't have been able to sit here with you because you would have been recorded the yeah. episode.
I would have.
Then what we would have talked about? How?
I don't know. A bonus episode. Talking about, and here's the bonus. And then, you know, also, I think about when we don't do what God has called us to do, it holds up someone else's destiny, purpose, like whatever they're supposed to do. Because, I mean, I look at it like a pay it forward type of thing. Like, in order for me to, or in order for you to get deliverance or whatever it is, like, I have to do something, right? Like, we all have to be doing something. And what a shame it would be for the Lord to say, oh, Jessica, because you didn't put on the summit, then this person didn't get deliverance, or this person, like, the stage wasn't set, or I'm taking it from you because you didn't do it. Like, what? I would never want the Lord to tell me that I stopped something from somebody, or, you know, whatever it is, because I was disobedient. Like, and then He snatch up the gift from you, the idea, because He will do it and give it to somebody else. So now you sitting there and you looking and you like, well, I was supposed to do that in May and somebody else done did it. And then they done got picked up by, you know, whatever, you know, it done blew up all over. Like, whatever it is, that can happen. And I'm like, that's why my prayer is like, Lord, let me obey quickly, okay? Quickly, like, because it can happen. He will transfer that idea, that multi-million dollar idea. And you seen her talking about, I want to be wealthy and Lord, I want this and this. But He like, I told you to put the summit on, but you didn't want to go talk to Jessica. You didn't want to go talk to, you know, whoever. But I gave it to you. I told you to do it. And you did nothing because you were afraid, because you was looking at how this person did it, because you're like, I don't have the right lighting, or I don't have the biggest name for this, or I don't, whatever it is. You know, we come up with any and everything to excuse why we can't do something, you know. I don't have the financing. I don't, like, He didn't ask you all of that.
Meanwhile, He trying to line you up to get all that stuff, though.
Exactly. It's like we just have to be obedient. We just got to take the first step. I really want to ask you, what would you say to someone that's listening right now who cannot see what she's holding, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you, or how, yeah. Like, what would you say to that person? Like, girl, like, Jessica, I'm hearing what you're saying. The Lord has done this and this, but I just, ooh, this is hard. Like, what would you say to them?
The first thing, I know I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that. The first thing I would say is to pray. It's always the first and should always be our first go-to. One, because again, that's if we're trying to find out any information, anything, God knows it all. And he tells us that in James 1:5, that if we lack wisdom, to ask him. And he tells us in Jeremiah 33:3 that he knows the unsearchable things, but we have to call unto him. So if there's something that you're wanting to know, especially about you, ask your creator, right? Like, he knows how many hairs are on your head. You don't even know how many hairs are on your head.
I sure don't. I know it ain't that many in the front right here, but I can count these. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four.
Yo, how do y'all sit on with these podcasts and not laugh? Like, I can't, okay? Girls. That's just for now. It's just for a season, right? It's just for Jesus. It's just for a season. They coming back. They coming back. Yeah. Full in their pet. But that would be my first thing to say, is to make sure that you go into prayer. And this prayer is not just you know, your 5-minute prayer. Like, it's a real sit down, and it's a real one-on-one, because I think sometimes we forget that God actually wants a relationship. Like,
yeah.
He don't want to just think about it logically, right? Think about it logically. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, with your spouse, or if you have children, or if you have a friend, you don't want them to just call you and be like, oh, hey, I need you to do this. Okay, bye. Like, what? No. You want to converse. You want to speak. You want them to speak. You want to have a conversation. And that's where I think that it's a different prayer than just, God, mm-hmm. I just need this. Okay, bye. Can you just tell me what I got in my hand? Okay, bye. Like, no. Like, Father, show me what you put inside of me. You created me. Just like you, and you brought up Jeremiah 1:5, which I had to turn and go to, but He knew you before you was in your mother's womb. He knew you before the world was born. Like, he knew exactly what he put inside of you. So, Father, help me to see what it is that you put inside of me that I am not stewarding well.
Oh, that's so good. I'm about to write that down. I like to take notes.
That would be my first suggestion, is not to do a simple prayer, is to do a deep prayer and really get real, like, for real, for real. Like, surrender, like you said, but to really be honest. I was watching somebody actually popped up on my Instagram the other day, and he was just like, when I got honest with God and saying that I loved all of these other things over him, that's when he actually started to move.
Wow. Yeah, like, that's real. I think the surrender is a whole thing. I've had to surrender so many things in my life. I'm like, Lord, this your child. I love surrendering Liam over, this your child. You know what he like. Come on.
Don't do him like that. Don't do him like that.
Child, the boy lost 2 teeth, but here's the kicker. He pulled them out himself. They were ready. And he was like, here you go. This your child. This one's special right here. Like, this one real special. Like,
pulled a couple of mine.
I'm going to send him to you.
It's annoying to have that in your mouth. It's just like dangling on the
little. And it was like, from 2 in the front. And he just kept like pushing it. And he just, my God, it's me over here about to pass out. Like, oh my gosh. But, I couldn't. But surrendering is big. And when I think And when we say yes, we surrender. Because funny enough, I actually had a conversation with Simone and myself. And she said something on the call. And then we got on Raven's call. And Raven said the same thing. And I just giggled. Like, I was like, I'm about to go. Because I didn't even have time to even sit with that. But what I told her was, so she told me something. She said, sit with it, pray on it. And I told her, I said, this time it's going to be different. I said, I like to prep everything. I like to have a plan. I said, no. I said, I'm going to give it to the Lord. I said, and he's going to give me the step-by-step instruction. I'm just going to say yes. And she said, okay. And it was very scary for a planner like me to do something like that. But I'm like, the Lord giving me the idea. So I have to trust that he's going to see it through. And so another way you've just helped me, okay, look, is really just watching you go through this and like really hearing it and being like, dang, she really, like Jessica really just executed like in real time. And it didn't take you long. It didn't take you long at all. And I just think it is, I think it's just so beautiful. And it just speaks to the woman of God that you are and the level of faith and trust that you have. And you're connecting the dots for other people. Because, listen, a lot of times I didn't connect the dots to just put the money in that account. Like, it sounds so simple, but I literally didn't connect the dots to do something like that. And you just never know who you're going to bless. And, you know, I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing. Keep showing up, even when it's hard. And just keep going, because this is just good. This is good. I'm not going to get sentimental, child.
Please don't have me cry over here.
We're not going to be crying on the internet. At least not about this, okay? Me ain't gonna be crying. There'll be some jeans over here, okay? But I do want to, and you've been talking about the summit. I put the website on the screen. It will also be in the description of this video, which will be on YouTube, as well as in the show notes, as well, on how you can even connect with Jessica, how you can register for the summit and all of the things. I do have a question though, because I do want to attend, but I will be away. is there going to be a replay?
Yes. So I mean again the God is good, because he will give you everything. One thing though about the replay is that it will only be available until the Friday. So this is something that we Wealthy Employees is big on. We do not play about execution, clearly. So we definitely hold you accountable. There's, when you have too much time to do something, you take as much time as you want.
Oh, and for so, sure.
Yeah, no. So there's no, like I said, this is going to be a very hands-on event. It's not just going to be, oh, I just watched this and, you know, I'll think about it later. No, it's like legit. We're actually doing the work with you. So it's very, like I said, hands-on. And we want to make sure that you are actually executing and taking those next steps that you're walking away with to follow out and follow through what you have set before you, because there's no reason to have the whole summit, have the event, and then you just walk away and be like, oh, okay. Mm-mm. No.
Understandable. So as we come to a close, give us the dates again. Do you have the, just give us like the whole summit rundown again, who's going to be on there. And y'all heard what she said, the replay is only available to Friday. Now I'm going to need an extension, because, ma'am, I don't get back into town until Thursday night. Like,
yeah, you just say that, girl. That means you got to work quick.
So as soon as I get in town, you say no sleep. Get up Friday. I'm going back to work Friday.
Girl, watch on your way on the plane. Watch on your way.
I might be sleep. How long is the some? It's 2 days. Is it two?
So okay. It'll be 6 hours. Is that not far? How long is the flight? Like four?
It's 4 hours.
See, there you go. That's not that
well,
bad.
It's 4 hours. It's more than 4 hours, actually. Because I got a layover. So.
Awesome. Your 6 hours right now.
You like. And you got time. And. As a matter of fact.
Bruh. Okay. Let me say this one thing. That's one thing that people forget. That God gives us capacity to do the assignments that we have. We talk about that. We say that we don't have time, but it's really like, no, you have time. You just not stewarding that well either. Okay. That's something that is in your hand. You woke up with breath today. You have time to do the assignment he called you. Period.
Let me tell you, that is one thing that I preach when people be like, I don't have time. I'm going to get on my soapbox real quick. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to read the Bible. And I always say, first I say, do you work? Yeah. Do you have a lunch break? Yeah. Because if you don't, that's a whole nother conversation you need to be having with your employer. But you get a 30 or either an hour, right? I'm not saying you got to work out on your lunch because, you know, I work out on my lunch because I work from home sometimes. But there are times when I'm like, I need to spend time with God. Let me just carve out this hour in my day, 30 minutes in my day, right? I know I'm working on something super important right now, like very important. And people are always like, how do you do all of these things? I steward my time well. If I'm on the train for an hour, guess what I'm doing? Whatever God told me to do for the hour. I'm going to be on this plane. Now, I heard that we get free Wi-Fi. I'm not sure about that. But even if we don't, I got $10. Okay, well, $8, however much it is. I'm going to buy the Wi-Fi. Okay? And I'm going to do what? Listen. Okay? Because I never know. God can meet you anywhere. He definitely going to meet me up in that sky. You know, listen. He's going to be like, I got some things to tell you because we got work to do. I say I'm going to be sweet, boy. I might not be. I might be working, okay? But nevertheless, while I'm sitting in the airport, while I'm going through the airport, I could be listening. And it's so true. I'm going to the airport like 3 hours ahead of time. I could be listening. That's three. You said 6 hours. That's 3 hours right there. And then get on a flight? Like, we have to start stewarding our time well, y'all. Like, everybody gets the same amount of time in a day. It's just about how you steward it. And we're not saying, like, we're out here being superwoman or anything like that. I just always tell people, look at pockets of your time. You probably done spent 30 to 40 minutes on TikTok. I kid you not. I have literally looked up and been like, I've been on TikTok for 2 hours. Doing what? Doing what? Nothing. Nothing. Crazy work. Now, I have been on TikTok and I have been doing things because I'm looking for recipes. Okay. But it ain't been 2 or 3 hours. Like, that's 30 minutes or whatever it is. But we have to steward our time well. And when I start noticing that I'm paying attention to other things other than God, or I'm not like in my word or whatever, I cut those things off quickly. I'm like, I've been on TikTok too long. I've been on Instagram. I've been on YouTube. I've been on Netflix. And I'm like, I ain't spend no time with the Lord. Wow, he woke me up today and I chose to waste my time looking at foolery. That's nasty work. And I'd be like, Lord, forgive me because I'm looking at other people do what I'm supposed to be doing.
That part, girl, listen, hide your apps. Listen, I hit my apps. I have to actually physically type in Facebook outside of YouTube. And I think Instagram, I have to physically type in Threads. Like, I have to type those things in. I don't even have TikTok. I mean, I have TikTok, but I don't have that app, like, downloaded. It's not there. I don't want no parts. Because that's exactly what TikTok means. Like, TikTok, you waste time. Like, that's why they called it TikTok. So,
yes. Okay. Yes. It's crazy. But, yes, I, again, appreciate you coming on and just talking and connecting the dots. Because this is literally what is all about, like, the Hear God, Jessica Her God, and she started to build. Like, I just can't think of a better way to end this series with her, with somebody that's actually doing it. And the Lord is so faithful and kind and generous, because I'm just like, wow, Lord, like, you gave me a real life, like, case study, like, example of everything. You didn't I think it's just so beautiful because you didn't stop and be like, well, this person puts this on, or what about this, or what? Like, you was like, okay, I gotta go. Like, I gotta text these people, I gotta call these people. It was so funny. I'm still laughing because you was like, do you got some time? And I'm like, dang, she do want to talk on the busiest day. I'm like, it's super busy. But I'm like, Jessica don't never, you know, be like, I want to talk to you. So I'm like, this got to be serious. Like, it's I'm over here like, Lord, what is it? Like, this got to be serious. Like, is she okay? Like, you know, I'm over here. I'm like, listen, when certain people hit your line up and be like, we got to talk, you got to talk, because it's got to be serious. I just knew it was serious. And so when she said, I was like, I bet. Look, I bet. So yes, Jessica, thank you again. If you guys are interested in even working with Jessica outside of the summit, Jessica, please tell them how they can work with you, what you offer to people. Because I know what you offer to people, but
girl, I offer the people the plan, the plan of execution. Then I walk the people through the plan of execution. Okay, so that we can reach the goals with the execution. Yes. So we have it was funny because I was just going back and looking at the message, and then literally all I said was like, good morning, girly, do you have time to talk this afternoon? Like, it was,
yeah, legit. It was real, just like, yes, mom, like.
But yes, so we have different digital products for you all, right? We have our Wealthy Employees Playbook, which is like, it's the dopest playbook. I love it. It breaks down the start to finish on how to even begin looking at what you have in your hand and how to start, which is always with God. So making sure you sit with God first, and have him understand what he needs you to do. Because when you was talking about the prioritization, some people pick up too many things and then wonder why they burnt out. And it's like, but God didn't tell you to do all that stuff. He only told you to do these three things. And
He told you to call one person and pray for them. Now you done set up a Zoom talking about the Lord didn't tell you to do that. He said one person. How you end up on Zoom? How you end up with a group prayer? He said one person. Now you taking it a step further. Well, Lord, I know this person going through this. He said, call Jessica and pray. Not call Jessica, Whitney, Simona. We've been doing too much. We think we know better than God. Like, come on.
But that's what this playbook is for. Make sure that you understand what it is that God wants you to do first, and then look at what's in your hand so that you can execute and move on what it is that you have in your hand. So the playbook is like our first start, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's our lowest ticket offer, right? If you are looking for freebies, we have a credit freebie on building your credit. And we also have the 9-to-5 without entrepreneurship, how to build generational wealth webinar, which is freaking fire. I don't even know if that's legit going to be free too much longer. So y'all make sure to go check that out. Every time I watch, I'd be like, oh, God, this is you gave me, this is tea. I don't know if this need to be free no more. So y'all make sure to go watch that webinar. Okay. And all of this is on wealthyemployees.com. And then just working one-on-one with me. That is our Making Moves session. I love doing these sessions because I really get to see and work with you for your personal finances to make sure that you are in alignment and that you have the exact tools that you need. This is the best offer that we have on the table for me anyway. It's my favorite offer. Let's just say that. And we have testimonies out there about the Make It Move session. One from Brianna. We have some from Emma. Like, I mean, we just it's love that session. So yeah, and if you're an entrepreneur or you want to collaborate on a different level, you can definitely just reach out at hello@wealthyemployees.com. Email me. Let me know what you want to collaborate on, and I will definitely take it to prayer and let you know.
Okay, they're gonna take it to prayer first, period. Yes. Yes. Okay, so they can purchase the tickets on the website too for the summit. Okay, all right, well, I have a special surprise. Well, Jessica, like, what is it? So I was gonna wait because I'm like, okay, Lord, like, is this what you want me to do? So I am going to sew into one person a ticket to the summit. So I don't even know how to do it. I'm just going to sew a ticket. I don't know. Let me see. How can we do this? I don't know if you have somebody in mind, Jessica, if you want to email somebody or email somebody, put it on your email list, or I don't know what you want to do. Or let's see. If you know of anybody. I'ma just sold the ticket and y'all have to connect with Jessica. Okay. Don't come over here talking about Whitney. Go over, hit up Jessica. Okay. She then gave you her email address. hello@wealthyemployees.com, right? Okay. For the free ticket, email her. hello@wealthyemployees.com is one ticket. I'm sure she's gonna pray on it. I'm sure she's gonna get confirmation on who this ticket should go to, because we don't do nothing without. I'm just going to sell the ticket into one of the listeners, okay? I was going to tell them to text me the word podcast, but I can't even remember the number to the name of the podcast. I don't even remember the number. That's terrible, y'all. I don't even, because I just got it. I have some of it, but I'm going to let Jessica handle this one, because I'm going to be out of the country and I don't want nobody being like, I text you. I'm like, you did? Email Jessica at hello@wealthyemployees.com. It's going to be in the show notes. It's going to be in the YouTube description. It is first come, first serve. So if you email her and you like, I don't know, like, hey girl, I heard you on a podcast, you know, I want that ticket, what, email her if you cannot afford to go. Now don't be sitting up here knowing you can afford, you just want something for free. If you literally want to go and you cannot afford to go, please email her at hello@wealthyemployees.com. So I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. One ticket. If the Lord calls me to do more, I will do more. But for right now, he said one, and I don't even know how much the tickets cost, but I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient, because, okay.
Thank you so, so much. And congratulations to whoever is going to win, because let me tell you, I don't. So,
I was like, when you was talking, I was just like, I'm just over here, and I'm like, sell a ticket. Like, Lord, what if the ticket is like $500? Like, sell the ticket. Like,
you know, one day they make, you know what? One day they finna be $500, and y'all really gonna be upset that y'all ain't get into it now. Oh, I'm just like,
what the kid clock? Wait.
No, don't do that, sis. You know where that came from?
No.
Hey, bro.
Clock the TV?
No, not that. I'm talking about that hand signal. That came from,
tell me.
Drags. Drags started like, that.
Drag queens?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't even remember. Something with their nails or whatever. Because I looked that up the other day. Like, I was like, what? I've seen it before. But I was like, let me see, like, where this actually
came from. Where it came from? Mm-hmm. So I can't even clock my tea?
Girl, I don't even know what that means.
Not you on auntie mode.
Like, girl, a real auntie.
Like, what did we used to say? We didn't used to say clock it. What did we used to say? I don't even know, child. What did we say?
Pause. I know pause was something. But pause was really like, what are you talking about? Like,
oh, we used to say, oh, never mind. I'm going to date myself. Stop the press. I definitely say stop the press. Or hold up, wait a minute. Stop the press. This episode needs to end. We cutting up, y'all. Email Jessica at hello@wealthyemployees.com. Please visit her website, wealthyemployees.com, okay, for more information on how you can work with her. I hope y'all attend the summit. I know it's going to be good. She said Ava and Crystal and Simona had a hand in this as well. It's going to be phenomenal, Jessica. It's phenomenal. And she gave me 6 hours while I'm on a plane to listen.
Listen, you could do it in batches. You can listen to Ava part first, then Crystal, then mine. One day one. Just take it time at the time. Just like you said, you carve out the hour. Just carve out the hour. Session at session. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Challenge accepted. We done.
Oh my goodness.
I completely forgot that this is going to be a video and I'm over here cutting up. This is the part of my podcast where I just cut it. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure you subscribe, follow, like, and share, and send this out across the lands, and check the show notes for everything that y'all need to check the show notes for, because if I stay on here any longer, I'm really going to cut up. Bye, y'all.